We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. And I got a couple of really cool segments coming up on the show that are going to be veteran related, because there's some really cool events and things that are happening this summer, and we want to start talking about it early. But some new friends of mine that I met by the name of Josh and Jesse Flath, working with Helping Heroes Kids, are in the studio with me. How are you this morning?
Doing great. Yourself?
Great. I'm doing well, yeah. We seems like Jesse might be a little gun-shy, so we might tease her a little, get her to speak up. You know, when we're talking about veterans events, and, you know, when I do this show, I try to do things on people that are doing good things and contributing to our community. And this Helping Hero things, it's kind of complicated. You guys got a couple organizations within one. You guys are getting really big. People are finding out about you, and there's some changes happen. We're going to talk about what you do with Helping Heroes Kids right now. Can you tell me a little bit about it and what you guys do?
Hey, definitely can. I got out of the military, and while I was in, six of my buddies committed suicide. And I hit up my uncle. He started Helping Heroes Kids back in 2010. And I was just like, hey, man, could we do a paddle from like South Haven up to Traverse City to raise awareness for this and try to provide solutions? Through the whole process, it just keeps growing. And now we're up to like 16 events of the year, and we're doing that paddle. We're doing monthly paddles. We're doing four races, a down one race series. Two of the races are in South Haven, one's in Holland, and then another one's in Ludington.
To do things like that, I mean, paddle boarding is not the easiest thing to do. I mean, how are you bringing so many people in to do this?
Well, we're just meeting people along the way, and paddle boarding is really therapeutic. And there's a lot of activities in life that are the same way. And I mean, paddle boarding isn't everybody's thing. So we're doing monthly paddles as well. And we're going to try to bring music. We're going to bring yoga, art, a lot of different aspects where people really connect with. And we just want it to be a big hangout between veterans, first responders, civilians. And I think there's going to be a lot of growth on both sides. Mm-hmm. It'll just be a really neat feel. Mm-hmm.
And Jesse, other than probably being married to Josh, how do you fit into this whole thing?
Well, I'd like to think I helped come up with a lot of the ideas.
Well, I bet you did. I mean, behind every good man is always a stronger woman, right?
Definitely.
Yeah, I mean, we come up with a lot of the formation of this whole nonprofit branch has formed just from our time together on the water paddling, and we've talked about it. And next thing you know, we have a new event and a new idea after some nice time away from everything on the water.
Yeah. Kind of take me through that event. How is that day going to look?
Which event is that?
Whichever one you just mentioned.
Well, so I think one of our main things right now are going to be our monthly paddles. And with that, we really just want to reach out to people. There's a whole lot of interest in paddle boarding we've seen. And once people get out on the water, it's almost like they're able to be more in the moment and forget some of their worries that they have on land. And mm-hmm. So our main idea is just to take a lot of people and get them away from whatever it is that may be causing some troubles.
Sure. I mean, yeah, anything like that is therapeutic, to be able to get away from yourself for a while and look into some of the other things that other people are doing. And, you know, these are all great things. Now, what I'm trying to wrap my head around with you guys is you got Helping Heroes Kids, and then there's a separate organization that you have, and that's For the 22, right?
That's correct.
I mean, can you tell me how those two work together and really kind of the differences between the two?
So Helping Heroes Kids was started, and the main goal of that was sending the kids of veterans and first responders who got injured in the line of duty to a summer camp, and they take care of the kids so the family can start the healing process and get themselves back where they need to be. We teach the kids how to hunt and fish and camp and a lot of the important things that are lost.
Yeah.
And it's important to find something that you love. If you don't have something you love, it's easy to lose yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I've been there. I know a lot of people who are there, and it's a difficult spot to be in.
Yeah.
And that was the whole main idea behind starting For the 22, was getting people back into what they love. And we're coming at it from the mindset of the military, from stand-up paddle, because that's what we do. But we understand that's not everybody's thing. That's why we want to bring music into it. That's why we have a concert on June 8th with Erica Rose. She's an Army veteran.
Mm-hmm.
And we're helping her get back into music. She's been out of it for 16 years. She's actually in the recording studio now.
Oh, wow.
So that's been a lot of fun, just seeing the growth, seeing where that goes. And like, we're just starting off, and it's been pretty amazing just seeing the impact that's already had.
Well, sure. And you are a veteran. What branch?
I was in the Navy.
You're in the Navy. Are you a veteran too?
I am not.
You are not. So do you meet him while he was in the service or before or after?
In the service.
Okay. So you got to live some of the service life with him, I assume.
Yes.
You know, and so, you know, I just wanted to make sure I said something, because Josh isn't doing this just because he's this guy out there who thinks that it needs to be told. He's there because he's lived it. He's there because he wants to help the people that this has been hurting, and he wants to see less of it happening, which is, to me, I mean, it's just an incredible thing that you're doing it. You know, I mean, really, what does it mean to you to be able to do something like this and help out veterans?
Man, I tell you, it means the world to me. Six of my buddies committed suicide, and that just blew my mind. And it's just like, how do you help that? What do you do to impact that situation? And it's been a lot of growth in me just going through the whole process and meeting amazing people. It's easy to get caught up in the news media and be like, man, people are messed up. Mm-hmm. Like, why would I want to go talk to people? And why would I want to get out of my room and do that?
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to get caught up in that mindset.
Yeah.
And then you get out there and start meeting people and actually talking to people. And there's a lot of people that want to help veterans. Mm-hmm. Help first responders, and it's been really healing for me, the whole process.
Well, and you know, and what's great about that, and when we look at it, there's been the trend has been to help veterans. Well, you know, it hasn't always been that way. It always hasn't been the perception. So the things that are changing that perception are talking about it, having events, bringing people together, and education. And that's exactly what you're doing, and that's why I'm always happy to help and help you guys get the word out. What would you tell somebody who maybe that guy who's sitting in his room right now and doesn't feel that he should even be part of society? I mean, what do you tell him to maybe get him to break out of his shell and maybe be a part of what you're doing?
You're not the only one. You're not alone. There's a lot of people out there that care about you and love you. And there's a lot of things that you really care about, whether that's music, art, yoga, etc. There's a lot of things out there, and we want to get you out in the water. We want to just spend time with you.
Yeah.
Get you involved in the community and get to meet some neat people out there.
Yeah, well, it's awesome that you're doing that. And unfortunately, for the confines of radio, you know, we're coming to the end of our time. But before we go, I would like you to kick out a couple websites and tell where people can go to find out more information about both Helping Heroes Kids and For the 22.
So forthe22.life is our website. All the race updates and monthly paddle updates are on there. We'll be out paddling on the first Monday of every month. And then Helping Heroes Kids is helpingheroeskids.org.
Yeah, right on. And if anything, just go check out the sites, just because I took a peek at them and they're doing a real good look at sites. So all you people who want to know about websites, that's how your web should look. Hey guys, I appreciate you being here this morning. We'll be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.